Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
President is saying, well, the Ukrainians actually did it. You know, that their conspiracy theory and the rest. But that has to be stopped. Because what the president, one of his grievances, his offenses, is that he was jeopardizing the integrity of our election, and we cannot let him continue to do that without holding him accountable for it.
So much for being prayerful and thoughtful. I think it's a bad day for the country. I think this whole thing is a joke. Mueller, I trusted. I don't trust Schiff. I don't trust Nadler to find the truth. And the speaker said it should be bipartisan. It should be prayerful. It should be thoughtful. So what happened? You had four law professors give their opinion for one day in the Judiciary Committee, and she's directing articles of impeachment being drafted. That tells you all you need to know.
All right, so it is left versus the right, Democrat versus Republican. What else is new about that? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, that was Lindsey Graham, longtime senator from South Carolina. Before that, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who Graham referred to. Pelosi resisted impeachment, she says. Now she is the public face, so to speak, of impeachment. There are revelations of records and routines and phones that were vulnerable to foreign surveillance. It all comes down to that phone call on the 25th and the back and forth over all of that. The push by the House Speaker sets up a constitutional clash. We know for sure that the president says, let's go, game on, but says it's a hoax. And we'll see what happens when this moves to the Senate. Bottom line is, we'll hear a lot more about that phone call, about the Bidens. Maybe we hear from the Bidens. We're going to hear from the president's lawyers for sure and everything in between. But in the end, when they take the vote, what Republicans are going to jump out of the vote, out of the boat and jump into the water with the Democrats? Name the names. I can't come up with one. So the Senate faces this collision with this impeachment trial. And it's, by the way, in the middle of all this campaigning that's going on. In fact, five senators, a third of the Democratic field, they're going to be in the middle of this in Washington and for these next couple of weeks, obviously. So how interesting. Joe Biden, in the meantime, loses his mind in Iowa. Well, anyway, he really handed it to a voter during in New Hampton, Iowa, an event. A man stood up and said he had two issues with Biden's candidacy, and he listened to what the guy had to say. And after the Iowa farmer finished, because he challenged him that he was too old to run, and then challenged him on Hunter Biden, his son's activities in the Ukraine, right away, Biden turned, called him a damn liar. And the man said, you're damn near as old as I am. You're too old for the job. I'm 83, and I know damn well I don't have the mental faculties I did 30 years ago. So he then said, we all know Trump's been messing around in the Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid, saying they're going to investigate you. He's got no backbone. We all know that. But on the other hand, you sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company. He had no experience with gas or nothing to get access to the president. You're selling access to the president just like he was. And that's when Biden stopped him and screamed out that you're a damn liar. It's not true. And no one has ever said that. And he said, I seen it on TV, and they went back and forth. So an interesting day, just another day as the world turns politically in these United States. In the meantime, there is a slew of other things that are going on that trip my meter and should trip yours, and I'm going to dive into those as we motor through this hour. But before we go there, let's go out to our pal Grimm in Mississippi. Hey, Grimm, how are you? You get the first crack.
First crack. Well, how about the fact that the way shift is set up, every American has lost their right to Miranda or walking before the court and pleading guilt or innocence. This is what Trump wants the trial to go forward with through the Senate, is because he has set a precedence of law that has stripped us of our rights that can be used. But more important, what's going on in the background, Kate, we're not hearing a whole heck of a lot about. How about genocide going on in Iran?
Oh, I talked about that last hour.
How much
it's awful.
Kept up. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I only get your second and third hour. I don't get your first hour. But,
sure.
Yeah, it is. This is serious. Oh, women and children. I just see. Shift has set up a communistic court. This is what they want. This is what they're going towards. Everything that they can get towards socialism is exactly what they're doing. Makes sense yet, Kate?
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen, of course. And, you know, the Senate vote is not going, the votes aren't there. I already said that. There's nobody that's jumping out of the vote for the Republicans. And I think pretty much the Democrats know that, too. I mean, we know.
Kate, that does not matter. It's the precedence of law that worries me. This is what he's setting up. As far as guilt or innocence or the Senate, no. What the senators need to do is pull shift out and prove that everything he is doing is unconstitutional and prosecute him so that we can reset the precedence of law, that you can have your witnesses, that you have the choice to plead guilty or innocent, that you have your Miranda rights. See, right now, Miranda rights have no meaning because the precedent that Schiff and Congress has set up.
Right, I agree that if you dig, it makes sense. It makes sense. If you dig deeper on this, what you're saying, because as you watch this unfold, that didn't happen certainly with Congress, and now here we go with the Senate. And that is that's a big problem, because how come, although the president said he wouldn't have had, as he called them, his guys be there for what was going on with Congress, but it's a problem of setting a precedence for what comes after, not just during this administration, but anyone afterwards as well. Grimm, we're up against it, but that's even the deeper element of this. If we peel back the layers of it, not just the surface part of the straight up vote. And I think the vote is worrisome. I mean, worrisome from the sense that, you know, you're burning through dough and time and going through this. And we know what it is. The Democrats say they want to get it on record, and the Republicans say it's ridiculous. And in the meantime, as Grimm said, in the quicksand of the Middle East, specifically Iran, it's a nightmare, and we're thinking of sending more troops, maybe up to 7,000, because of what is happening. Not that we didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, the U.S. says Iran may have killed 1,000 protesters, and that's why we are upping the ante of the possibility of more military presence. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Numbers, a big time. Numbers of time, Justin Timberlake, oh, I love JT, has apologized to Jessica Biel. Am I really going there? Yes, because we got to get away from politics. This is politics of a different sort. And so, of course, what happened? Oh, it was what he calls a strong lapse in judgment. And it sparked cheating rumors, and tabloids were all over this. They surfaced of him holding hands with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, for like 2 seconds. Mm. And it was December 4th that he revealed he drank way too much that night. And there you go. They have a son together. He said everything that his world's all about his family, etc. And it was just a lapse in judgment for what happened a couple of days ago. I say, whatever. I mean, really? Why are we so titillated? And this is a reason I bring it up, because I got a bunch of emails about this, about celebrities. And Justin Timberlake is perceived to be one of those good guys, though. And good for him that he, you know, put his statement out and just stands by that and then moves on. Hmm. Maybe sometimes the celebrities on the big screen are smarter than the political celebrities who are driving us crazy from Washington, D.C. How about this? What do you call art? A duct tape banana artwork is selling for $120,000 in Miami. An Italian artist created the duct tape deal that is on display at Art Basel in that city. A first edition. People are interested. They're thinking of raising the price to $150,000. And you know what it is? It's a banana with duct tape stuck to it against a frame. I don't get it. Does anyone out there get it? If you do, explain it to me. Send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. What if I started to do art that way? What would I stick to my canvas with some duct tape? I just got to think about it. What would you stick to a canvas that you could sell for some money? 30 degrees, an Arctic blast, not good. Temperatures dropping next week. Oh, people hate that. Or some people like it, right? My brother says it makes him feel alive. The other says it makes him feel alive, too. I don't know about this temperature, though. Highs below zero and lows around negative 20 degrees, minus 20 degrees possible across the northern portions of the region. Brr. Go out and get your firewood. Might only be in the teens in Chicago and Milwaukee next week. It's a big plunge. It's winter. What do we think's going to happen in the winter when we live in these places that get cold? It's going to be cold, and you might see single digits. All right, no shock to me, but very sad. Uber safety review reports show that there were more than 3,000 allegations of sexual assault last year. Uber, for the first time, released that info on passengers and drivers, saying that they've been assaulted. It was an 84-page report of 2017 and 2018. Of the complaints, 234 were reports of rape in 2018, up from 229 in 2017. 280 were reports of attempted rape. You get the drift here. And all kinds of other things in between. I mean, see, here's the thing. You call an Uber, right? And where's the Uber going? Where are they dropping you off? And what information do they have? And I had this conversation with a cab driver not too long ago. That with a cab driver, for as much as you can complain about what the cost is or how someone drives, especially in New York City, they do have to be, they have to go through certifications, etc. But not so with Uber. Basically, you hook it up, you have a decent car, they accept you, and there's not a big background check. So when people are getting into Ubers, they could be getting into anyone's car. I'm sure not all those allegations were true, and it may be even a higher number because there may be people who didn't even report something that had happened. Just saying. Does this sound like something you would want smell-wise in the background? KFC's fried chicken scented fire log. They have it. It's at Walmart. I'm serious. It's very popular. It says it makes your whole house smell like fried chicken. Yeah. And it cost $18.99. It's an Enviro log. And even they'll even ship it to you. But people like the way it smells. It's got Colonel Sanders on the front. It says 11 herbs and spices, and it smells like fried chicken. I thought it was a joke when I first heard this. But it's not a joke. And maybe some of you, I don't know, maybe some of you have gotten a log and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think it's weird, I have to tell you. I like fried chicken, but I don't want it to smell it in my living room for hours on end. Why? To make me hungry? To prove I can get hungry and want and be craving chicken? I mean, it's great for them. It is, right? It's great because that'll be in your mind. I'm just thinking. It might be, anyway. All right, let's move to this. This is a scary story. I happened to see it. Anna Faris, the actress, was with family, and she says they were saved. There was a carbon monoxide scare, and it's kind of a good warning for people who travel. I didn't think about this, but they say always check your carbon monoxide detector when you travel. That's what fire officials are doing, because over Thanksgiving, she rented a home with her family in Lake Tahoe, a very popular place to do that, and they had a couple of people that got ill and left the dinner to get checked out at a local hospital. They found out they had CO poisoning. There were 9 people all together, so they all got treated, and 2 others went to the hospital, etc. So the actress tweeted a photo of the family's empty table with several empty plates and said, "I'm not quite sure how to express gratitude to the North Lake Tahoe Fire Department. We were saved from carbon monoxide. It's a stupidly dramatic story, but I'm feeling fortunate." And she's right about that, because 2 people got sick, and then they figured out immediately, when they called them, figured out what it was. Who would think that? I wouldn't have thought that. And she also hashtagged it, carbon monoxide CO incident, never assume you're safe, and check your alarms. And honestly, do you check the alarms if you went somewhere with your family? Are you thinking about that? And probably the answer is, I'm betting no, that you don't do it. I bet you're not doing it, right? Do you ever want to get a free Starbucks drink? Just want to walk in because they charge you an arm and a leg and say, I want one for free. Starbucks Happy Hour. You can get a free Starbucks drink every Thursday in December. The Irish Cream Cold Brew, available at certain locations for a limited time. Yep, it's got the Irish cream includes Irish whiskey and cream. The new one is non-alcoholic, though, and they say that it'll get you in the holiday spirit. So they're offering it. They're offering it free in some places. It's a happy hour thing. So from 2 to 7 every Thursday through the end of the year, buy one, get it. So you do have to buy one, but if there was 2 of you, buy one, get one free. That includes everything. So if you were meeting someone somewhere, somebody there, it wouldn't be a bad deal, actually. And then they've got this contest that they're launching, and they've got these prizes. Wouldn't it be great if you just won a card for whatever you wanted to drink? And they actually have this. They've got grand prizes that would be much better than if you win my Nail the Score contest. They look rinky-dink compared to this. Free drinks for 30 years. You know how much that is? So if you won one of those 5 grand prizes, free drinks for 30 years, it's worth about $59,000 a piece. I mean, how much can you drink, though? And then what if you're older? Are you going to live that 30 years? I don't know. I think it's an interesting idea, though. Good for them, for the marketing. Stay with us. Coming up next, you're going to enjoy our guest on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calls it a big fat hoax. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted.
Today with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing," exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times, seriously.
Now, Kate, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it, but he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology, so I love that right off the bat, because he gained massive real-world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is, and somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million, and the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger, and I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
Fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, etc. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volume, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey-level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a $1 billion valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you are part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage. And that next stage was TopTal. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about Top Talent, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasa Duvall, he's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I wanna get it out of you, is that you learned some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. Companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, and you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals, in hindsight, were just not the same level. And so at TopTal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, Do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopTal, and I've done it in a bootstrap manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me, how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, etc.? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from 0 to $100 million in 5 years, and you only took $1 million in capital, and that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopTal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopTal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge, and when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopTal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopTal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, part two, coming up on our next show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm so excited to talk to Ronald Hara. I know I say that a lot, but I really mean it because he's like taking me back to places of when I was a kid and even as an adult and thinking about some of these stories and how we interpret them, you know, some of the biblical stories. But in particular, where he focuses on the destruction of Jerusalem in his book, The Brothers Forever, rather, the third book in the Brothers series. And, you know, you think in your mind, oh, what do I remember about that? And it's so vivid, his descriptions, that I can't wait to introduce you to him. So, Ronald, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And in the book, you know, you really are, and we talked about this off air, you're really very accurate. I said, I gave the overall picture of the destruction of Jerusalem. You're very accurate about the historical details and then the characters you created. So in creating the characters, what was that like in mixing it with all the research that you did?
Well, you know, there are people even mentioned in the Bible that they never tell you their name. For instance, we don't know, and so I use that to kind of fill in some places. Where did they get the pots that they put the Dead Sea Scrolls in? Well, one of my characters is Simeon, who's a potter, and he runs into the Essenes and stays there with them for a while, and he makes the pots for their scrolls when they hide them in the caves where they were discovered. So, you know, I fill in some of the missing links in things, and it's fun, you know, You can do that without violating the Bible in any sense. And the Christians and the Jews, of course, were kind of the lowly people from the Romans' viewpoint. And the Christians were even lower than the Jews in the Christians or in the Romans' outlook. And the places and the events and the characters are, of course, fictional. And I tried to make the book both entertaining and educational at the same time. People don't particularly want to read a dry documentary. So I tried to put as much adventure and excitement in the book as I could.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what really stands out, and that's what I was saying in the beginning, because stories tell and sell, and so you tell us the story, so those characters, like I said, really, really make it come to life. And you mentioned that it was fun doing this. Of everything that you encountered in putting it together, do you have a favorite story? You talked about the Dead Sea Scrolls, but do you have a favorite story?
Yeah, I really do. When the Romans come into Jerusalem and they finally break through, you know, they light things, they put things on fire and everything, and people are dying left and right because the Romans, you know, they don't know who's fighters and who's not. The zealots look just like the people, much like, you know, overseas. When you're in Iraq and Iran, you know, the Iraqi enemy, if there was one there, looked just like the normal people. You couldn't tell them apart. And that was the way it was with the Romans when they went in there. But they go through all this and they destroy everything, and they're just kind of standing around. You know, they've done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this lady, skinny as a bone, because they've prevented them from getting any food in, skinny as a bone, sitting in the corner, covered with soot, and she had kissed my wife goodbye. She's sitting there in the corner, and she is alive, and the Roman centurion looks at her and says, "Let her go, you know. Let her go." Even in the midst of a battle, sometimes there's a sense of humanity in the part of all of us that you know, we have a little empathy for others.
I love that story. And as I said, this is what really pops out, is the characters and how you breathe this life into it. And you said it was fun writing it. What do you hope people take away that are listening to us right now? That, by the way, you can pick up the book, of course, on Amazon, Brothers Forever, the third book in the Brothers series. Ronald Herrera is the author. If you look that up, it's very easy to find that. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I want them to know that even though things are bad now and people have to struggle, it has been much worse in the past than it is now, a lot worse. And yet humanity survives those things.
Exactly. And survive and go on. And it's interesting because that was a point in time where, and you talk about this in your book, that, you know, you had violent zealots and you had disease and, you know, the times when we try to picture that in our mind, it's, and you think of the temple and you think of the destruction, et cetera, it takes us back in history, and biblically it takes us back there. And I think, like I said, in bringing this to life is the idea that people also can embrace this and really understand the story, because as I said, the characters are so rich, and that's what makes the difference instead of just a flat historical document.
Yes, and because it's a series, it begins with the destruction of the children in Bethlehem, and then it covers the 70 years following that. So you follow these two brothers through their whole lifetime, if you read the whole series, and you get to know them, and you know what they've been through. You know, they've lost children, they have had struggles with different things, you know, that they've had to come to Christ. For instance, one of them came to Christ to cure him of his leprosy, The other one, Enoch was looking for a military leader, and Enoch didn't believe right away, you know, because he never said anything about the Romans. Read the Bible. He never says much about the Romans at all. And he was pretty disappointed, which is typical of people today. A lot of times people are quick to believe. Others, oh, I don't think so. And because I have two protagonists,
mm-hmm.
I can represent both of those. The quick believers, the ones who say, oh, wow, you know, he cured me of leprosy. I'm on his side all the way. And then the other one who says, he's not really what I want, you know. And so it makes for a fun time and fun reading, because if you're a non-believer and you read it, you'll relate to Enoch. If you're a believer, you'll relate to Simeon.
And you know what? It's interesting. I was going to say that because you're right. And telling us that, of course, that it centers around Enoch and Simeon. And they, how did they feel in this book that they couldn't save, you know, they watched the destruction of Jerusalem and they couldn't do anything about it?
They pretty much accepted it. It was one of those things, well, we did our best. You know, it's like the Colts lost last week. and you know, it was like, well, you know, we did, we tried, you know, and that kind of thing. And so, when you don't succeed, it's just another chapter. It really is. It's just another chapter in your life. And you know, when someone tells you it'll be okay in the end, and it's not okay right now, you're just not at the end. That's all.
I love this because when people read this, they get the human lessons. And I love that you took Enoch and Simeon from two different points of view of the believer and the non-believer. How long do you take this series? I mean, you could take this series forever, I guess, up until their deaths.
Well, and I do. That's the last book of Enoch and Simeon is Brothers Forever. But the thing is that I have young characters. Simeon and his wife pick up a waif, and they raise him, and his name is Jacob. And so I could write, and am writing, a fourth book about Jacob, what happens to him, because he's given up everything he owns to save, and he owned quite a bit, everything he owned to save Jerusalem, and failed. So he goes back. He's going to go back to Rome with nothing, and we'll see how that goes.
Wow. Again, the book is Brothers Forever. It's a series. Brothers Forever, the third book in the Brothers series. Ronald Hara, boy oh boy, just so well done. A historical fiction through the eyes of these brothers, and it really walks you through history. It really does. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.